Hey, it's Jim again, and this nugget is going to talk about why many real estate agents hate reverse mortgages. And we're coming at it from the point of view that there's a good reason why agents may hate reverse mortgages. Some of them may. Obviously, some do, some don't. But there's a couple good reasons why it's totally understandable why a lot of real estate agents may come to hate reverse mortgages, and in fact, may have hated them for years. Then we're going to talk about why, if you're one of the agents that have come to hate reverse mortgages, why you may want to consider at least taking a neutral position so that your customers can decide for themselves whether this is something they want to do or not. Because if you're biased against it, you'll never get to the place where you're going to have a conversation with a client that really could, in that specific case, benefit by reverse mortgage. The other side of that is if you have a competitor that doesn't have that same bias, they have an advantage. They're going to get more listings and more sales. Let's start with the fact that reverse mortgages are not for everyone. Even the strongest proponents of reverse mortgages, if they're honest, will say a reverse mortgage is not the right fit in every situation. Okay, so let's start with that. So there are two reasons why real estate agents may come to hate reverse mortgages. The first reason is in real estate, it's likely that from the first time you got into the industry, you started talking about equity. And I want to say precious equity, because the whole mentality of real estate is that you buy a home. Not only do you live in it, but the dream, the idea is that you grow your equity. Once your equity has grown to a certain point, that allows you to then to move up to the next home. The next step would be the same. Now you have a family, you have built some equity in maybe a smaller home. Now you need a larger home, so you take your equity, that becomes a down payment on a bigger home. So really the mentality of real estate, which is really the fundamental advantage, honestly, and the fundamental goodness of real estate and the real estate industry, is the notion of we over time are going to build equity. Besides being a place to live, your house is an investment. And we are that's drilled into our brains as real estate professionals. So while this is going on, a big event happened in 1974. It was the passage of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, called ERISA. In a nutshell, what ERISA did is it took the responsibility and the fiduciary liability of providing a pension from most companies, which is called the defined benefit plan. In other words, companies would manage so that their employees got a certain amount, you know, decades later when they retired. That law shifted the responsibility to individual employees. There are exceptions. Large companies and most governments still have defined benefit plans. The change was most plans are defined contribution plans. That's where your 401ks come in. That's where your IRAs come in. So the contributions people made into their corporate pension plans before 1974 that were managed by a company, and oh, by the way, they had a liability for that management. Now your contributions, you still make them, but what happens by your retirement, how much you'll make each month, is totally up in the air. It's up to how well you or a professional manages your money. So built right into the name of the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, by transferring the responsibility to individuals, it actually increased the risk and made retirement much less secure. The bottom line is that a lot of seniors that are retiring now that you're going to be dealing with did a crummy job of managing all that. Add to that, the baby boomer generation, and if you're a baby boomer, you'd probably agree with this, they put their kids first. Whether that made sense to them personally, financially, over the long run or not, a lot of money that the baby boomers earned, they didn't put enough away in their 401ks and their IRAs, but they instead spend it on their kids, on rising education, on keeping them in their lifestyles, and those kinds of things. In the same pursuit of doing the best they could for their kids, a lot of seniors became very comfortable with debt. We got used to having many credit cards. It became normal for us to run up balances on those credit cards. Yes, we did pull equity when it was necessary. It was called a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. So now comes time to retire, and where are they at? They've done a lousy job of building a retirement nest egg from their 401ks and their money that they've earned, and they probably have some debt that they've built up over the years by supporting their kids, and as many as 34%, one-third, are even retiring with a burdensome monthly mortgage payment. yet they've likely done a good job of building up their equity over time in their house. So they're cash poor, but equity rich. A house is a hard asset. You can't buy groceries with a house. You can't pay bills with a house. You can't buy presents for your grandchildren with a house. The reverse mortgage takes part of the equity in the home and it makes it available to a senior for any reason without creating an additional or a new monthly mortgage payment. So the reverse mortgage takes a hard asset, a house, and converts it into a liquid asset, cash, so seniors can use their home to make up for the mistakes they made and not putting aside enough money for all those years towards retirement while they were basically spoiling their kids. Now, while you're hating reverse mortgages, a lot of seniors see this as really a way to change the quality of their retirement. If you can understand why seniors look at and use a reverse mortgage and understand why whenever I ask a senior that's done a reverse mortgage or one of their children that have had their parents do a reverse mortgage, how they like it, everyone while they're alive will say that it's a good move and they're glad they did it. If you can have empathy for all that, then you are on the road to no longer being a hater, but rather being neutral on reverse mortgages. I've known agents that for years, when asked about reverse mortgages by their clients, will advise their clients, no, don't do them. They're terrible. Stay away from them. I've had some of them say to me after conversations very similar to this nugget that they see reverse mortgages differently and they understand that for certain situations, although they're not for everyone, they're a great fit and can help seniors. Because if you're neutral, it opens up a lot of opportunity for you to help seniors work through some of their financial situations. And you're going to find that the logical solution many times to get rid of a burdensome monthly mortgage payment is to sell a current house and buy a new home with a reverse purchase. So this is kind of a long nugget, but I hope by listening to it, whether you have empathy with people in this situation or condemn them as being irresponsible, you can be neutral. So in those situations where a reverse mortgage makes sense, they're going to be more and more where the reverse purchase, which leads to a listing and a dual, where that makes sense, you can be open-minded and let your clients decide whether this is a good move or not. Now, there is a second major reason why real estate agents can hate reverse mortgages. I'm going to talk about that one in the next nugget. Won't be as long as this nugget, but should be really useful for you. Hope you've got a lot out of this nugget. If I was an agent and I hated reverse mortgages, I'd listen to it about two or three times until I felt at least neutral about reverse mortgages. That opens a lot of opportunity for the future. Talk with you soon.